good to have you as we continue the conversation. Thank you for being a loyal supporter of the program. We do appreciate it. Still coming, Marsha Blackburn, Senator of Tennessee, is scheduled. But as these things go, you know, sometimes schedules change. But she's supposed to be here. And we can talk about the end of the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas before it even began, and the open border and Bidenomics. That's all coming up. But first, this strange story out of DeWitt. They, she, he, me. You go ahead and free to be or whatever. It's some weird book, right? That they're reading for kindergartners and first graders, apparently, discusses what to do if students make a mistake with pronouns. And yet the school district came out there and DeWitt said, oh, we're not trying to, you know, persuade anybody. Well, if you're going to tell kids that they've made a mistake with pronouns, you need to correct themselves. I think that's probably a problem. Katie Hyde is the assistant director of news for MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com, great place for me to get lots of information. They broke this story yesterday at Michigan News Source. It has since gone viral. I looked at a post on Facebook yesterday. I had 30,000 posts yesterday. I haven't looked today. It's probably gone a lot bigger since then. Katie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Always glad to be here.
Glad to be here with you. All right, so this is, you saw this post, they, she, he, me, free to be, and they summarize what they're going to teach. Now, they allow parents the chance to opt out. You had to get in today, by today, to say, I don't want my kid in that class. But then they say, you know, we're not trying, because a letter was sent out afterwards that I just read here on the program. Mm-hmm. What's the latest?
The latest is that the superintendent of DeWitt Schools appears to be doubling down on their policy over what she calls a mini optional lesson. So when we first wrote the story, we found out that this lesson was being presented at a building that houses young fives, kindergartners, and first graders. And so we asked the superintendent, we asked the principal, is there a large number of students at your school that are dealing with transgender feelings that maybe triggered this lesson? And we got a very generic, basic statement back. But last evening, the superintendent sent out another email saying, this lesson is optional. We gave parents the lesson or the option to opt out their child and to review the material. But I thought this was the most the part that stuck out to me the most. In the third paragraph, she says this, again, this is an optional session and 100% voluntary and is only being offered to students in one first grade classroom in response to concerns brought to our attention. Those concerns had to have popped up within the last 24 hours of when this story broke.
Sure, but when you look at the original letter and they talk about, you know, making mistakes with pronouns, that whole thing doesn't make sense to me. And it's optional. We're not here to persuade anybody. Well, then why would you say, here are the three things. Listen to the book, They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. Participate in discussion. Practice using pronouns they, them, which is incorrect English. That's what bothers me. This is improper English. It's not factual. That's me.
All the journalists and all the English teachers should just be cringing right now.
They
You're
should
correct.
Be. I mean, this is improper English, period. Learn it's and then the third point, learn that it's not okay to change someone's pronouns on purpose and to try to always use the pronouns people want to be called, and realize that you can make a mistake with pronouns. Well, then you are trying to persuade people. What they're saying here in the lesson plan and the letter to parents from Liz Crouch, the principal, and Dr. Shanna Spickard, the superintendent, is they are trying to persuade people by saying, hey, you need to use the right pronouns, and if you don't, you're made a mistake. I'm sorry, the letter they sent out doesn't line up with what I'm reading here.
No, and I think that's what we would define as gaslighting, isn't it? Telling people one thing and then saying, no, you're disagreeing with it. And for those that have children, those that have studied child psychology, even the average person that knows what a kid is, you're talking about first graders. And in the comments that we were reading as the story is being shared, developmentally, cognitively, first graders cannot handle something like this. And so when parents were saying this is indoctrination, I think they might be onto something. Now, I don't know if you have time for story time on your show this morning, Steve, but I have a few segments from the book that I read. And so it starts off rather tame, pretty basic. And then it got to the end where it had all of these discussion questions or discussion prompts, if you will. And it said this, this is from the book by Maya Gonzalez. It says, as you get older and know yourself more and more on the inside, some of the ideas of she and he may fit you and some of them may not. And then this was the one that jumped out to me. The truth is, ideas about he and she change all the time. Now, as a parent, if I were to read that in a book, I'm thinking, what are you teaching in your science curriculum?
Well, right.
Because this is
he and she change all the time. And again, they're saying they're not trying to persuade anybody. You just read us passages that completely contradicts that point of view. Of course, they're trying to teach people that he and she really don't matter. It's all whatever you decide, flip a coin, do whatever you want. It's all of this stuff that's being foisted upon parents. And the majority of Americans in polling, I'll just go to this, don't buy this. And they certainly don't want 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds being drowned in this nonsense. Go ahead.
I was talking to a friend last night who has younger children. Mine are older and can kind of handle themselves now, but I wish they didn't have to, right? But I talked to them with younger children just about this and how parents have to be vigilant. They have to know what's going on in their child's school. And so with this, we can opt out. Steve, what would happen if parents had to opt in to a program like this? It creates a lot more paperwork for the school districts, but it forces them to acknowledge what they're doing. When you have a situation where parents can opt out, they're able to say, well, the child must have lost the note in their backpack. We sent it to you, but maybe it got in your spam email. And so this allows them, some parents say, to sneak things in. Whereas if they said, look, we're offering this optional lesson on pronouns and gender identity, you have to opt into the class, more people would know what's going on a lot quicker.
Well, they certainly would. So obviously, I'm looking here. You've got more than 1,300 comments on Facebook, about the same number of shares. I mean, people have really paid attention to this right. Do you have people that are saying, hey, this is a good idea in the comments? I obviously haven't looked at them like you have. In fact, I haven't looked at them at all. People like it or people hate it? What do you say?
So those are those two. That's where it is on the continuum. There aren't a lot of people in the middle. And some are saying, this is a good idea. We're teaching sensitivity. We're teaching proper English with pronouns. And I didn't learn parts of speech in first grade. And I think most of the parents are saying, look, this isn't about proper English. This is about indoctrination. That's what we're seeing. So you'll always have some that support what the schools are doing. Now I think it's DeWitt is not a small district, Steve. It sits north of Lansing. It has 3,200 students in the district. If you've ever been there, it has a quite a sprawling campus. But for them to be getting this kind of attention, I don't think they started their week thinking that this is how their week was going to end up, that they would be tackling and rearranging some things and moving the optional lesson to just first graders.
You take our tax money, explain yourself. Why is this appropriate for 5- and 6-year-olds? Explain yourself, and we'll be here to listen. And until you do that in a respectful and proper way, we're going to keep asking questions.
And Michigan News Source.
So MichiganNewsSource.com, yes. You guys want to keep up on news like this and everything across the entire state. Reporters all across Michigan from Michigan News Source. It's become my go-to. Katie Hyde, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Katie Hyde there at MichiganNewsSource.com. I'm telling you, folks, it is my new go-to for news in Michigan. Breaking news, everything that's going on. And with DeWitt, there you go. All the latest. Coming up, Senator Marsha Blackburn on the program. Don't go anywhere.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, invites you to come experience the incredible benefits of CBD. But here's the scoop, folks. CBD is not marijuana. It comes from hemp, which has the highest concentration of CBD. Hemp's been around for centuries, and it won't get you high. People use CBD to manage pain, stress, anxiety, and to help them sleep. It's also great for pets, trust me on that. CBD is here to help. The best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Promo code Gruber for
40% off.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.